time now to honor America and here to perform our national anthem, Martin Pope.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Martin Pope.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. On the call with you for this edition of the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Jupiter Hammerheads, game two of this series, as we wrap up the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch coming up at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Walter works with you alongside Sonny Palmer at the Dean in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's Silver Sluggers night, a night full of baseball bingo. Oh, I am so excited. We got fans in the stands. Don't forget to catch us all week at the Dean as the Tigers are in town squaring things off with the Hammerheads. And then don't forget, game one of the playoffs next week as the Cardinals host the Mets. That's Tuesday at the Dean, 6:30 p.m. first pitch for that one. And tonight, what a night we got scheduled for you. Now, the Flying Tigers, they have been impressive. They are on a five-game winning streak. That's right, five games. They've been on a roll. The Hammerheads, not so much. They've lost their last four. What's going to happen tonight? We'll be back for the starting lineups and first pitch after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect...
We are getting rocking and rolling here. First pitch. Getting things started, Jacob Miller on the mound for the Hammerheads. Santana leading things off for the Flying Tigers, and that ball goes flying all the way to left field into the mitt of Thompson for a loud out number one. Coming into the box is going to be Peyton Graham now. Graham with a good game last night. Tigers have been on a roll, a five-game win streak. Things continued on last night at the Dean. Game one of the series, Tigers taking that game. Game two here tonight.
What a drive on that one.
How you doing tonight, Sonny?
Oh, couldn't be better. Another gorgeous night here in South Florida, winding up the season here.
What an exciting season it's been. Here comes the next pitch from Miller to Graham. Graham popping this one all the way into the stands. That's going to be a souvenir. Watch yourself.
Peyton Graham out of Waxahachie, Texas, 21-year-old.
So Miller getting his pitch. Mac behind the plate as usual in the second half. Mac has been stellar. Not a lot of catchers you see, Sonny, that can call the balls in the pitches and all that behind the plate and also hit. You know, Mac's had a really impressive season on offense.
Absolutely.
So the count goes even to Graham. 272 average on the season, 10 ribbies. The shortstop for your Lakeland Flying Tigers. They've been flying, all right, 5 games in a row. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Graham. And Graham connects, and everybody's going for it and falling right into the mitt of Caballero. So Caballero getting out number 2 in right field. Nice play over there defensively, and a nice start to the game for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Jacob Miller went a bit off speed on that one. A little over 80 miles an hour.
Here comes the pitch to Sequeira. Manuel Sequeira in the box, 238 on the year. And Sonny, what a year for him. 64 RBIs on the season for Sequeira, 19 homers for a second baseman.
Absolutely. The 19-year-old out of Venezuela showing to be quite the powerhouse.
The Tigers got to be loving that.
One of their big prospects down in the Tiger organization.
So here comes the 1-1 pitch to Sequeira. Breaking ball there, foul tipped. Count goes to 1-2.
Numbers like that, you don't expect him down at this level too much longer.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still here. You know, he's had, I mean, those are remarkable numbers. I mean, the average obviously can be a little bit better if you're looking for some improvement somewhere, but when you're hitting for power like that, you know, a lot of guys usually have an average like that. But for a second baseman, it's quite intriguing as the count goes to 1-2. So Jacob Miller, here comes pitch number 12 of the evening, and Sequeira rips this one but foul.
That was back at him at 95 miles an hour.
Beautiful night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I wonder if we're going to see some baseball bingo tonight. And Sequeira is retired. A nice strikeout there to end the inning from Miller. 1-2-3 they go. Bottom of the first is arriving, folks. Walter and Sonny here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health.
And we are Bizak as Watson leads things off for the Hammerheads, big-time prospect in Khalil Watson. He flies out, though, right to Johnson in center field for a quick out number one.
A bit of a ride on that one after the warning track.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of wind. But anyway, Yidi Cappe comes into the box now. They've been a nice 1-2 punch in the second half of the season, Watson and Cappe. Cappe with a 300 average, two home runs, 14 RBIs. He's been exciting.
19-year-old Cuban international free agent signed 2 years ago.
Cappe rips this one over to second, and that's going to be a routine play, Sequeira to Jenkins. So out number two in the books, and there goes the baseball bingo. If you're listening to me on the radio and you're in the stands, I'm watching for the winners. Looks like another exciting night of baseball bingo. I mean, I never win, but, you know, it's all right. So Mr. Mack steps into the box, Joe Mack, the talented catcher for the Hammerheads, batting .227, three home runs, 12 RBIs on the season. A lot of good stuff from Mack. Yeah. Count goes to 1-1 to Mack. Troy Melton on the mound for the Flying Tigers. Finally getting some work in the second half of the season. Just 4 strikeouts on the year. So the count goes to 1-2 for Mack. 2 outs here, bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. All the way upstairs, count goes even.
96 on that one.
Yeah, Melton bringing the heat. Here comes the pitch. And Mack makes some nice contact there for the stand-up single. Nice hitting from Mack. He's been on a roll the last couple of games. So in that third spot, Mack getting on first. Not the fastest, but the way things have been going for Jupiter lately, I mean, you're talking about it, losing 4 in a row. It's nice to see Jupiter get off to a quick start here.
Unfortunately, that's going to cost him a shot at the playoffs, but a lot of positives that come out from this season.
Yeah, a lot of positives, especially the development of Watson as Thompson now makes contact, and he grounds out a routine play. That's Graham to Jenkins. And just like that, folks, we're cruising to the top of the second inning. Walter and Sonny here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
You know, 2 is my favorite number. So if the home team scores 2 runs, 2 lucky winners chosen at random will win 2 free tickets to a future game of your choice.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes.
And welcome back to Wednesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you alongside Sonny Palmer. What a great night for baseball. Silver Sluggers night, baseball bingo all night. Gotta love it. Andrew Jenkins leading things off for us in the top of the second. Count goes 1-1 to Jenkins. Miller, 15 pitches in the books. He's on the mound tonight for your Jupiter Hammerheads.
Imagine a gorgeous night, just a little breeze coming in. That's about it. Clear skies.
Nice Wednesday night. Count goes 2-1 to Jenkins. And up inside, that's going to be a ball, 3-1 now.
Jenkins, a native out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 21-year-old.
And that's going to be foul tip behind home plate. Matt getting a new ball. Count goes full. Here comes the pitch from Miller. And Jenkins taking a hack at it. And he is going to be safe, running through first. Helmet coming off and everything. Cappe at third, trying to get a handle on it. Finally did.
Just score that an error.
Ooh, little rough there. I mean, you had to have gotten the perfect throw in that situation. I don't know about ruling it like that, but nevertheless.
We've got a base runner.
Jenkins is on first. So Jenkins reaching on an error. Luke Gold, who's been busy so far the last couple of games for the Flying Tigers, he's in the box with a .231 average on the year, 10 ribbies. He plays third base for Lakeland. As Miller throws this one way in the dirt, Matt getting a handle on it. Count goes to 2-0.
Gold, another native of upstate New York, out of the city of Schenectady.
Oof, they think we have an easy job. Say that again? Ay, ay, ay. So here comes the 2-0 pitch. No, it doesn't. Miller checking Jenkins at first. Throwing over to Montgomery, letting Jenkins know that everybody's watching him there. So count is 2-0 here. Nobody out. Tigers trying to make something happen early on in this game. That pitch called strike. Count now 2-1.
Since we're in South Florida, you know who happens to be from Schenectady, New York?
Who?
None other than Pat Riley.
Really?
The president, part
of
the
former coach. Wow. That is amazing. That's worth the price of admission. Pat Riley.
The legendary Pat Riley.
So great minds come out of Schenectady. Oh, boy. Count 3-1 to Luke Gold. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Count goes full now with that foul tip. So Miller composing himself on the mound, wiping off his sweat. Taking a long look at Mac, trying to get the right pitch to get the first out here. We'll see what happens. 24 pitches in the books. Here comes number 25. And Gold pops this one up. Montgomery looking at it, but a lucky fan's going to get it. That's a foul.
A little off speed on that one. Came on the inside part of the plate at just under 80 miles an hour.
So nice to have a two-functional, beautiful scoreboard, Sonny. I remember back in the days, in the early part of the regular season, that wasn't the case. As Jenkins takes second, no problem. Sliding in with ease. Mac having a little bit of trouble getting a handle on that ball. So Jenkins is able to steal second. Now with one out, there's a threat on the bags. Jenkins, he's got some speed. We'll see what happens as De La Cruz is in the box, going to try to bring a run home.
Got a good jump on that one with no play over at second.
Yeah.
as De La Cruz steps in out of the Dominican.
Count 0-1 to Cruz, 204 on the season, 40 ribbies, 10 home runs. A lot of power in that right fielder's bat. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And fouls it away. Tiger fans came out tonight, huh, Sonny?
Oh, absolutely. Well, nice night. Got a decent crowd here for a Wednesday. The latter part of the season. Of course, we wrap this up Sunday, September 11th.
Oh, yeah. Inflatable Palooza, folks. That's what we're doing this weekend, Friday and Saturday. This place will be inflated. Outside, all over the place. And there's a t-shirt giveaway, too. First 300 fans. Should be a lot of fun Friday and Saturday to close out the season here. Son, are you jumping in the inflatable house?
I don't think so, but you never know.
Maybe a beer or two after. Here comes the pitch. De La Cruz staying alive. Count remains 1-2.
Got some pop on the bat. 40 RBIs this season for De La Cruz.
Quite impressive. You know, and when you look down this lineup, there's just so much potential. And if you're looking at the numbers, you know, baseball's a lot of analytics and all statistics and all that stuff.
Sure.
This team is really impressive. And then you look at the season they've had, 32-26 in the second half, 65-60 overall. This is a good team here, so the Tigers organization has to be happy with what they see. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to De La Cruz, and he gets him. That's going to be a strikeout for out number two. So Miller retiring De La Cruz. Second strikeout of the game for Miller.
Movement on a hard slider.
Nice pitch. So two outs now, top of the second inning. Nothing, nothing. One hit for the Hammerheads. One error also. No hits for the Flying Tigers. But they do have a runner on second. Jenkins reaching on the error and then stealing second.
A healthy lead over at second.
And this one chopped up by Johnson. It's going to get through everybody. No chance there for Santiago and Sanoa getting right through them. And, you know, with Watson, the top prospect in Watson, with him playing designated hitter, wonder if he would have gotten to that ball.
Squirted right through for the first run of the ball game.
Yeah, so that's going to be an RBI single. 1-0 now, Tigers. Nice hit, though, with two outs. And the Tigers have been doing a lot of that. Five games in a row, folks. Five wins in a row coming into tonight.
An early trip to the mound, it looks like. There's Glenn Dishman.
Yeah, Sonny, an early trip to the mound. Not the start that Miller was hoping for. I mean, still early on in this game and only one hit. And there is two outs, so, you know, a lot of this is probably like, hey, man, just get us out of the inning. So we'll see how Miller responds. But here's the thing, man. This is going to be his 35th pitch, and we're only in the top of the second.
And there's actually activity in the bullpen.
Well, won't you look at that.
Got a right-hander up there. Can't quite get a name or number on him. But, yeah, quite a bit of activity as far as number of pitches thus far.
Oh, yes, the runner goes. Mack with the throw, and he is safe.
A good throw would have had him.
Johnson stealing second. A lot of speed there. We saw it. Cappe just applying the tag a hair late. So an instant threat for the Tigers, trying to add some insurance to this 1-0 lead. Mike Rothenberg in the box.
South Florida native out of Miami Beach.
Here comes the pitch to Mike Rothenberg. That's going to be called strike on a swing and a miss. So 1-2 the count. Miami Beach, huh?
23-year-old. Not too far from here, a little bit south on the way to the Keys.
Not too bad. Just drive up 95. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Miller. And Rothenberg chops this one up over to second. And Sanoja over to Montgomery. That's out number three. The Flying Tigers, though, bringing one home on an RBI single. 1-0 now as we head towards the bottom of the second inning. Walter and Sonny with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom of the second, and we'll keep doing it after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the second inning. A young Wednesday night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads closing out the regular season hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Leading things off is Torin Montgomery, and he pops this one into the mitt of Sequeira for out number one. A quick first out here to kick things off in the bottom of the second.
I'm a young kid out of University of Missouri, 14th round pick.
So Javier Sanoja gonna take a crack at it. He has been stellar, not just on defense, but he's had a couple of key timely hits. And you know, the average doesn't tell the whole tale, but 24 RBIs tells you something, and 3 home runs too. A little bit of pop there at that bat, but for a second baseman, you got to love what you see in Sanoja. And here comes the speed as he bunts, and he is safe at first. Sanoja turning into Sonic the Hedgehog, bunts it, and he's safe. And the Hammerheads got a runner on the bags. Nice bunt by nice bunt, Sonny. We were just talking about off the air. Sanoja do up. Maybe he can make something happen. There, you know, there it goes.
Creating some offense there for the Fish.
Nice play by Sanoja. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero. 283 on the year. He rips this one over to short. Is it going to be a double play? Yes, it is. And man, just like that, we're moving to the top of the third. What an emotional roller coaster. Holy moly. Graham to Sequeira to Jenkins for the double play.
Quick two.
Ay, ay, ay. Tigers still on top, 1-0. And we'll be back for the top of the third inning after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water.
And we are back. Walter and Sonny here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Iverson Leonardo leading things off. A 235 average on the season for Leonardo. 8 ribbies. He's playing left field for the Tigers. 1-1 the count to Leonardo. We got a new pitcher on the mound. That's right, Mr. White, Josh White, in for some relief early on for the Hammerheads. Only down 1-0, but things really unraveled for Miller. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Leonardo.
Definitely a quick hook for Miller.
Yeah, I mean, he had a quick start. You know, he had 2 strikeouts. And then Tigers just went all in on the momentum they've been riding. And this one's upstairs and inside. Count goes full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Leonardo. Big swing and a miss. And just like that, Josh White gets his first strikeout of the game. Nasty fastball, 93 miles per hour on the radar gun.
Good movement on that one.
Nice.
Fourth hitter overall. The strikeout for the visitors.
So that's going to bring up Christian Santana. 27 ribbies, 8 home runs. He's playing DH for your Flying Tigers. Count 1-0 to Santana. And pops this one foul. Count goes even.
Santana has some pop on that bat. Needs to get that average up. 213.
That's what I mean, Sonny. You know, with this team, I think it's consistency. I mean, if I'm judging them, I think they have a good overall record, as this pitch is outside and away. Count goes to 2-1. With the Flying Tigers, I think they have a good overall record. You know, you can't be mad at 65-60. You can't be mad at 32-26 in the second half as Santana rips this one over to right field and going towards the track and hitting the wall. Getting to it finally is Caballero, and Santana is safe on second with a beautiful double.
Didn't miss by much on that one.
What a hit by Santana with one out here in the top of the third.
Bang the bottom of the wall.
Yeah, I thought it was out of here. And Caballero, he's got speed over in right field. You know, he definitely prevents a triple with how quick he got to that ball. So that's going to bring up Peyton Graham. 10 RBIs on the season for Graham. He's got Santana at second, looking for his first hit of the young evening. Count 1-0 to Graham. Here comes the 12th pitch from White. And that's going to be called strike. Count goes to 1-1.
Could be bullpen by committee as we see another right-hander up in the Fish bullpen.
Yeah, the Hammerheads playing strategy baseball. You know, with a starter out so quick in the game, might as well start building these guys towards next year as Graham rips this one past second. A runner is coming home. We're not going to have a play at the plate. We're going to have one at second. And Graham is safe at second, running right into Santiago. What a turn of events.
Make sure everybody's okay on that one.
Holy moly. So another run comes home. Graham with one heck of a double. An RBI double for Graham. That's going to bring up Sequeira. A little bit of a collision there at second, huh, Sonny?
Absolutely. Got some dirt on that uniform.
Looking a little bit like a hockey game. Contact at the plate. Not home, but second. Runner safe as Sequeira now in the box. Big swing and a miss. Strike one.
RBI by Peyton Graham. Now one for two.
And Sequeira rips this one over to right, and tracking it down is Caballero. Runner tagging over safely, getting to third there is Graham. So two outs now. That's going to bring up Andrew Jenkins with a runner on third. Jenkins reached on an error his last time up, Sonny. We didn't think maybe it should have been, but, you know. Here comes the pitch to Jenkins. He fouls this one. Count goes 0-1.
Off his wrists.
So the Tigers off to a fast start at the Dean here in the top of the third inning. Getting a run in the second, getting a run now in the third. Jenkins with a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. White has come in for some relief. Already 17 pitches in. Hammerhead's getting hammered when it comes to pitching. With another arm, as you mentioned, Sonny, in the bullpen. This one in the dirt. It'll be called ball, so the count is now 1-2.
Nice stop there by Joe Mack.
Yeah, Mack has been great behind home plate. He's one of these prospects that the Marlins definitely have eyes on. As White gets his pitch, here it comes. And Jenkins rips this one. And that's going to be another run. 3-0 now, Tigers. Santiago diving for it. Man, he ate all of that dirt. No chance. And that's going to bring up now Luke Gold, but Jenkins, an RBI single, and the Tigers now up 3-0 here in the top of the third.
Piece of two-out hitting.
Yeah, great hitting. Not going after a big home run, but just bringing one in. And Jenkins off to a nice start. Here comes the first pitch to Gold. That one in the dirt, man. Mack has been busy behind home plate, huh?
White bringing the heat on that one at 95 miles an hour.
The crowd is having a great time here at the Dean. Silver Sluggers night. Baseball bingo all night long. Gold makes contact, and this one's all the way up there, right into the mitt of Cottrell. 3-0. Tigers putting two on the board. Just like that, we're cruising to the bottom of the third inning, folks, on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back after this commercial break for the bottom of the third inning.
Don't forget to check out the official RBD Chevrolet Store located on the concourse.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule.
And we are back, folks. Bottom of the third inning, Santiago leading things off. Carlos Santiago playing shortstop today for your Jupiter Hammerheads. No Watson on defense tonight. He's a designated hitter. Count is 0-2 to Santiago. Troy Melton still on the mound for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Santiago. Santiago makes contact, but foul as Hammy. Hammy is making the crowd happy. Making friends. If you need friends, come by the Dean all week. Hammy will be here. He needs friends too. Santiago ripping this one over to second. That's going to be a routine out. That's no problemo. Sequeira to Jenkins for out number one. So that's going to bring up Chase Luttrell. Hammy giving his complimentary fist pumps. My man Hammy. There he is.
Quite a hit with the fans down here.
Yeah. Worth the price of admission, making friends with Hammy. He's got a lot of different perspectives on life. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Luttrell. And Luttrell fouling this one away. Count remains 0-2. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. And a big swing and a miss. And Melton getting the punch out.
Luttrell keeps struggling. 56 going to that at bat.
That's Melton's first strikeout of the game. He's been effective. 22 pitches in. Only in the third inning. What do you think, Sonny? Pretty good, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Tigers going to be looking to stick with Melton throughout this game if he continues pitching like this. Watson in the box, the top prospect in the Marlins organization. Watson, 223 on the season, 8 home runs, 40 RBIs for Watson. He's playing designated hitter, taking a break from defense. Here comes the pitch to Watson, fouls this one away. You know, I was reading through MLB Pipeline, Watson is considered one of the top prospects of the decade.
Wow.
And we see him here.
First round pick?
Yeah, we see him here every day at the Dean, folks, and that's exactly what you see as Watson rips this one. And if it's not for a beautiful play by Sequeira, a highlight reel type of play, diving and making the stop right over to Jenkins for an out number three. Man, what a play. So just like that, folks, Tigers remain on top 3-0. We're going to be back for the top of the fourth inning here on this Wednesday night edition at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter and Sonny on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And you know we're live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. And we're going to keep it going right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did...
Walter and Sonny back with you here. Top of the fourth inning. What do you think so far, pal? What a game, huh?
Pitchers are working quickly. See some timely hitting from Lakeland. They've got 3 runs on 4 hits thus far.
Reynoso on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads going to a lot of relief so far early in the game. Reynoso getting his first strikeout of the game on his first 3 pitches. So won't you look at that, Sonny. Reynoso off to a hot start. Maybe the spark the Hammerheads need down 3-0.
Quick 3-strike at bat over here.
Johnson just chipping this one foul past third base. Johnson with the RBI single, his first time up. And look at those numbers. 381 average. He's been efficient. He just started getting some playing time here in the second half. But the speedy center fielder is exciting to watch. A top prospect for the Tigers. He rips this one foul. Quickly going down in the count 0-2.
Speaking of top prospects, Juan Reynoso, the 18-year-old right-hander out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Free agent signed this year.
Yeah, a lot of eyes on him. Here comes the pitch to Johnson. And another foul ball. Count remains 0-2, one out, top of the fourth inning. So nice to be doing the game with you today, Sonny.
Always a pleasure to be out here in this great ballpark in this community.
Great community indeed, as Johnson is retired. And won't you look at that? 2 strikeouts on 7 pitches. Quite impressive.
Efficiency, once again.
So Johnson, no luck there after he drove a run home his first time up. That's going to bring up Mike Rothenberg. Where's he from?
South Florida, Miami Beach.
There he is. And he just chips this one to Reynoso. And this fourth inning was all about Juan Reynoso. Won't you
blink
look
of
at
an
that?
Eye.
Yeah. A blink of an eye it went. And Reynoso was the star of the show. So we'll see what happens, folks. Maybe the Hammerheads can get something going. It's going to have to happen with the bottom of the fourth coming up. Walter and Sonny here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Silver Sluggers Night, baseball bingo all night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A beautiful Wednesday night it is. And we're going to keep things going right after this commercial break. Huh?
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
All right, we are back. Walter and Sonny with you. Wednesday night baseball. Giddy Cafe. Yeah.
Michael Bienlin, native of Honolulu, Hawaii, the 24-year-old, 6'3", 246 pounds.
Another pitcher, as Cappe brings this one to Michael, and he gets out number one. How do we say his last name?
Cappe?
No, Michael's last name, the new pitcher.
Oh, my apologies. Michael Bienlin.
Bienlin, there we go. Not a lot of help today from the roster sheet here, but that's okay.
We get by.
We get by. Michael Bienlin now pitching to Joe Mack with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Mack has been busy behind home plate. I mean, I'd say he's a big reason why there's only a 3-run deficit here. He's saved a lot of balls. Getting past them. Here comes the pitch to Mack. Fouls this one, so quickly down in the count, 0-2.
Max singled his first at bat.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Mack. Breaking ball, foul tips it, count remains 0-2. So due up are Thompson and then Montgomery. Both looking for their first hit of the evening. Mack, like you mentioned, Sonny, with the single early on. We'll see if he can keep that going. Check swing, ball in the dirt. Nice eye by Mack.
Both teams gone in their bullpen, and they're working quickly. We're not even 1 hour in here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Game's cruising by. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be outside and away there. Count goes even 2-2. Yeah, Sonny, the speed of this game is quite unique. Pitchers are getting their pitchers right in there as the count now goes full to Mack. 3-2. And we've seen a lot of pitchers so far.
We have. Early on, absolutely.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And he gets him. What a strikeout.
The inside part of the plate.
Oh, yeah. Sweet pitch by Bienlin. That's his first strikeout of the game. And baseball bingo's taking up my scoreboard right now, so I hope you got your lucky number. We got a winner or what? That's going to bring up Jake Thompson into the box with two outs now. Bienlin in relief. Getting two quick outs for the Flying Tigers. First pitch to Thompson, fouled away, strike one.
95 on the gun on that one.
And Thompson skyrockets this one all the way up in the air, right into center. And that's it for the bottom of the fourth. The Hammerheads just can't seem to get anything going yet, folks. But a lot of baseball left. Sonny and Walter here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We got fans in the stands, a nice environment tonight. Nice environment, Hammies in the crowd. Just a three-run deficit, folks, as we're headed to the top of the fifth inning here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Tigers and the Hammerheads, and we're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
Equipment so easy, even a mascot can make your lawn.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept...
And welcome back, folks. Walter and Sonny with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this Wednesday night edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Leonardo leading things up for the Tigers. And what a loud out number one. A baseball play and a beautiful one by Montgomery at first. What a scoop, Sonny.
Quick, sharp ground out. Scooped up by the first baseman.
So Santana up next. Leonardo retired on what I thought that was going to be a single for sure. Nice play by Montgomery. So Santana up now, 27 ribbies, 8 home runs. Man, when you look at these numbers, a lot of potential in these bats.
No question.
Here comes the pitch to Santana. That one bouncing away. It's going to be called a strike, so I guess it was foul tipped. Count goes to 1-1 to Santana.
8 home runs on the season for Christian.
And this one foul tipped. So Reynoso with 12 pitches in the books, in relief, has been impressive. 2 strikeouts already. Here comes the pitch to Santana. Ooh, got him right in the back. Santana earning that free ride to first. And you could tell it was getting away from Reynoso as soon as it left.
Right, smack dab, middle of the back.
Yeah, Santana being looked at now by the team trainer. That was definitely a fastball, right? Looked like it.
Fastball in the 90s. He'll walk that off. Appears to be fine.
So Santana reaching on the hit by pitch. That's going to bring up Graham. He had the RBI double his last time up. Really getting things going for Lakeland. 2 runs in that third inning. So here in the top of the fifth with a 3-0 lead, here comes the 14th pitch in relief from Reynoso. And this one's foul tipped. Strike one.
And the big Texan fouls off a 92-mile-an-hour slider.
So the count is 0-1 to Graham, one out. As Reynoso checks the runner at first. Santana, the speedy Santana, awarded first base after the hit by pitch. And here comes the 0-1 pitch to Graham. And just missing the inside corner of the plate. Count goes 1-1.
Wow, right now, so that's his 15th pitch. 12 of them have been for strikes.
Yeah, he has been on fire. Here comes pitch number 16, Reynoso with a long look at first. He knows Santana's always a threat. Up and inside, now the count goes 2-1. Graham with a .277 average had the RBI double early on. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Graham. And just getting the corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Reynoso.
Good movement there.
Count goes even. So Reynoso with a long look over at first. Here comes the pitch to Graham. And this one, chipped but foul.
Just got a piece of that.
So 2-2 the count now with one out. Lakeland Flying Tigers holding on to a 3-0 lead. Looking to bring more runs across home plate. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Reynoso to Graham. And a big swing and a miss, but he did get a piece of it. So staying alive is Graham. Count remains 2-2.
Some toe of catcher Joe Mack as he walks that off.
Joe Mack so important to this Hammerheads organization. One of the big time prospects here at Jupiter. All eyes on Mack. Marlins really excited to see him develop. So the 2-2 pitch coming to Graham. Reynoso now with his 20th pitch. He's going to hold off on it as he checks Santana over at first. Santana dancing around first there with a healthy lead. You know, with one out, he's probably going to go. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Graham. And Graham staying alive. Fouling this one, count remains 2-2.
Reynoso continues to mix up speeds.
So Graham getting ready for the 2-2 pitch. Trying to move Santana. Here it comes. And Graham rips this one. And it's going towards the track. And it's out of here. Peyton Graham with a two-run dinger. And the Tigers are now up 5-0.
Not much doubt about that one, huh, partner?
Oh, man.
Florida night.
Man, Sonny, how exciting. I know it's Lakeland. And the Hammerheads now in a bigger hole. But that's what you see here at the Dean. What a monster shot by Peyton Graham. He's been exciting all season for the Lakeland Flying Tigers.
Right over the truest sign. Out in left field.
What a night for him. Early on with the RBI double. Now with the two-run home run.
Fifth base hit for the visitors. More importantly, their fifth run.
Ay, ay, ay. As the Flying Tigers look forward to their sixth game in a row if they win this one. Just imagine. Here comes the pitch to Sequeira. Sequeira found this one. Count goes to 1-2. I mean, that was just a shot over that 360 mark over there by right field. And All Thompson can do is just look at it. So the score now 5-0. Sequeira popping this one all the way up towards the bullpen of the Hammerheads, and it's going to be foul.
We're out of real estate on that 84-mile-an-hour change of pace.
So 1-2 the count, one out. The Tigers have had a good first part of this game. One run in the second, two runs in the third, two runs now in the fifth. Here comes the 1-2 to Sequeira. And Sequeira rips this one over to third, bobbling it and getting a handle on it and just getting the throw in time is Cappe for out number two. What a play by Yidi Cappe.
Good recovery.
The first baseman.
They get the second out of the inning. In panic, just scooped it up. That's what bounced off his chest and made the play for out number two.
So that's going to bring up Andrew Jenkins now with two outs. Nobody on base. Count goes 0-1 to Jenkins. Jenkins had an RBI single his last time up. So Reynoso, Sonny, after the good start, having a couple of challenges here in the fifth.
Still has his pitch count relatively low. About to throw his 30th pitch. 22 have been for strikes. Sure, he may go one more inning.
Yeah, nobody warming up in the pen. Here comes the 2-1. And Jenkins pops this one up. Who's going to track it down? Over in right field, it's going to be Caballero. Oh, yeah. Jorge Caballero with out number three in right field. But the Tigers, the Lakeland Flying Tigers, on a two-run home run by Peyton Graham, jump up to a 5-0 lead now. Hammerheads, though, swimming and lurking around, going to look to take a bite out of these Tigers. Down 5-0, they get another chance now as we rock and roll to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball, and we're going to keep doing it again after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the...
And we are back, folks. Walter and Sonny with you here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Hammerheads down 5-0. What do you think so far, partner?
It's been a efficient evening as far as the visitors and their pitching staff working quickly, getting ahead of the hitters. Fish haven't, and they have two base hits. Still a long way to go, but no momentum built up by the Hammerheads thus far.
Yeah, it's been quite a struggle. especially over the last couple of games. I mean, the Hammerheads come into this game, Sonny, on a four-game losing streak. Ouch.
Not the way they wanted to finish the season. An improvement from last season, but as you saw, the other tenants of this building, they had quite an improvement. Other tenants being the Palm Beach Cardinals, who look to be headed for the playoffs. The first out of the inning.
So out number one in the books, Bienlin. Getting a strikeout there. 32 strikeouts on the season for Bienlin with a 3.16 ERA. So a lot of potential all over this lineup and pitching rotation as Sanoa rips this one over to second, and that's going to be a routine out number two. No problem there. Sequeira to Jenkins.
Continue to get quick outs. Yanlin, the 24-year-old Hawaiian. Big kid, 6'3", 246 pounds.
Caballero has been stellar over there in right field. Having a good season, too. Lots of eyes on him. Count 0-1 to Caballero. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Now going 0-2 with that foul tip. Two outs here. And really the story of the game so far, Sonny, the Hammerheads just really can't get anything going.
Thus far, no. You know, a base runner here or there, but as far as any juice going, you know, offensively, it's been the Flying Tigers. Caballero brings his 282 average in, trying to muster up some offense for Jupiter.
Here comes the 0-2 in the dirt, smack in the chest of Rothenberg. So the count goes 1-2 to Caballero with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
Caballero is sixth year up here, international free agent of Caracas, Venezuela.
As he pops this one over right to the right fielder, and that's going to be an easy out. Number three, De La Cruz picking that ball up easily for out number three. And the Tigers on top, 5-0, folks. As we head over to the top of the sixth inning. Walter and Sonny with you on a Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. A beautiful Wednesday night. Hammy's on top of the dugout. And we're about to get the party started. A lot of baseball left here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
And welcome back, folks. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. Juan Reynoso still on the mound for the Hammerheads. 31 pitches in the books for Reynoso. Luke Gold in the box. Third baseman for your Flying Tigers. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Gold. Upstairs, he checks his swing, and it's going to be a called strike. So it looks like he went around on that swing. So the count goes to 1-2 for Gold. Nobody warming up in either pen, so it looks like Reynoso is going to stick around. His ERA at 6.84. As Gold pops this one up, Montgomery trying to track it down, but it's going to go way beyond the bullpen there into the Cassidy Cool Zone.
Evening settling in here.
Nice evening here. Beautiful night as the regular season winds down. 1-2 the count to Gold. Here comes the pitch from Reynoso. And Gold rips this one right over to left field. Backtracking and getting it is Thompson. Nice play by Thompson. So out number one. And that brings up Jose De La Cruz.
Bit of a ride on that one, but kept it in the park.
De La Cruz striking out twice. Here comes the pitch to him. Going after the first pitch, that's going to be foul.
No activity in either bullpen.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch to De La Cruz. And he rips this one right to third, and this time getting to it with no problem is Cappe. Cappe with a nice throw over to Montgomery. That's going to be out number two.
Off speed, 80 miles an hour on that one.
Number 44, Dom Johnson.
So two outs now here in the top of the sixth. It's going to bring up Dom Johnson. And the first pitch there. Let's see, called strike. Count goes 0-1 to Johnson. Ooh. And he is awarded first. Yeah, he, man, beamed them on that. The crowd felt it, I felt it, you felt it. He deserves it, a free ride to first. So Johnson taking a free ride on the Base on Balls Express train via a hit-by-pitch.
Young kid out of Edmond, Oklahoma, 5'9", 185.
So Reynoso with his 39th pitch hitting Johnson. Here comes pitch number 40. No, it doesn't. He's checking Johnson at first. Throwing over to Montgomery. So Rothenberg with 23 RBIs on the season, 5 home runs, the catcher, and Johnson steals second. Yes, he does, man. He had a great jump on that one, Sonny, and safe from a mile away.
Fantastic jump. There was no throw getting him on that one.
No, fantastic indeed. Great base running by Dom Johnson, making the Hammerheads pay. Now creating an instant threat there at second with two outs.
Right off the jump on that one.
Reynoso looking at second. Here comes the 1-0 pitch outside. Count goes to 2-0. Reynoso now with 41 pitches in. We were really enjoying what we were seeing out of him early on, Sonny. And
yes.
Things kind of just unraveled, huh?
Much further they go at the righty.
Here comes the 2-0 pitch inside. 3 straight balls to Rothenberg.
Racing up the speed there, hitting 91 on the inside part of the plate. Or just missing on the inside part of the plate.
So here comes the 3-0 pitch from Reynoso. And this one is ripped. Just foul.
Surprised to see him swing on 3-0 in this circumstance.
Yeah.
Two outs.
Good point there.
Second. up by five.
Good point there. I mean, he knew it was going to hit it. You know, it's one of those things that you take a shot at it. Nice rip, but foul. So we'll see what happens here. But the count 3-1. And Reynoso climbing back into this sequence now, bringing the count full.
Way off speed. 76 on that one.
Yeah, Rothenberg wasn't going after that one. Just changing direction and catching that inside corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Reynoso.
Hitting that changeup. Rothenberg on a full count.
Reynoso with a long look at second. Here comes the pitch. And got some. Wow, Sonny, what a pitch. Reynoso getting back into the count and retiring Rothenberg. What a pitch, huh?
Absolutely.
And just like that, folks, Reynoso brings us to the bottom of the sixth inning. Trying to stay in it are the Hammerheads, down 5-0. Those Flying Tigers, though, they've been flying for the last couple of days. A five-game winning streak. That's what they're flying into the Dean with. And the Hammerheads, they're trying to bounce back. This is a week of redemption for the Hammerheads, losing their last four games. A lot of baseball still to be played here at the Dean, folks. And don't forget, we wrap up the regular season here. That's right, with the Hammerheads hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers all week long tonight. Baseball bingo all night. I've seen the winners. Tomorrow, don't forget about tomorrow, Thirsty Thursdays. I'm talking about $1, $2, and $3 drink specials. And you know what? I'm starting to see more of those red solo cups. Bring your red solo cups. And then, of course, this weekend, we shut it down with Inflatable Palooza. Bring the kids, bring your grandma and your grandpas, family fun entertainment, and baseball as we wrap up the regular season. We're going to be back, folks, for the bottom of the sixth inning after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important...
And we are back. And already in out number one. Just like that, Sonny, Santiago leads things off, and on the first pitch, one out. It's been that type of night for the Hammerhead so far.
It has... much going offensively.
Yeah, not the most opportunistic night thus far, but let's see if Chase Luttrell can change that. And then we got the top of the lineup here. Watson due up, and then Cappy.
Luttrell struck out his prior at bat.
And on the 1-0, fouls this one. Count goes to 1-1.
Trail at us. Long Beach State University, 13th round pick this year. Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Luttrell.
Laid
big
off.
Check swing. Yeah, nice eye there. Bringing the count to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch.
Lays off.
Good eye there by Luttrell. So the count goes to 3-1, one out. Hammerheads have had the type of season, momentum one way, momentum another. They ride it all the way through. Luttrell taking a free bag there on the walk, getting to first. But you notice, Sonny, you know, this season, when the Hammerheads start winning, man, they go on a streak.
Absolutely.
You know, and then when they lose, they go on a streak too. That's been the problem all season long.
Streaky for sure.
That's been the problem all season long. And then when you talk about the other guys in the other clubhouse, you see a little bit more consistency as Watson, the top prospect, a big swing and a miss there. Count goes to 0-1.
Sample Watson. Got some pop on that bat. Still just hitting 222. He's got to get that average up. We'll see going into the following season what happens there.
Chips this one. Speedy Watson trying to make it to first. Not in time. That's going to be out number two. And you're right about that, Sonny. You know, when you see Watson, his whole development right now is at the plate. When he gets on the bags, he's making things happen.
Yes, sir.
On defense, I've seen some remarkable plays. You know, he's pretty good at defense. But at the next level, you got to get that average up.
He can be a five-tool player, which is very rare. I mean, you don't hear that anymore. It's still early. Let's see what happens. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, we all are, and it's definitely a delight to see him. You know, the stars of tomorrow. That's what we have here at the Dean. And Watson, a first-round pick in last year's draft. You know, we look forward to seeing his development and, of course, seeing Khalil Watson flourish. Another prospect now is Yiddy Capp, getting a lot of playing time in this second half, and he's been a delight to watch. You know, Kappa today playing third base, but he's been pretty good all around when he gets going.
Cuban kid, 6'3", $1.75 out of Havana.
The Havana, Cuba, the best sandwiches in town.
There you go.
That's right.
South Florida staple.
And Kappa rips this one over to third, easily getting to it is Gold. Gold to Jenkins. And another 1-2-3 inning. These hammerheads, I don't know, folks. Lots of swimming, no biting. Still early on in the game. We're headed towards the top of the seventh inning. That's right. Lakeland Flying Tigers on top 5-0. Going to try to add some more to that lead. Walter and Sonny on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be right back for the top of the seventh inning.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your...
Number 35, Iverson.
And we are back. Wednesday Night Baseball. Lots of winners tonight. I'm talking about baseball bingo. We're still trying to figure out who's going to win this game. Flying Tigers looking good, though, so far. 5-0 on top of the hometown Hammerheads. Top of the seventh inning. Iverson Leonardo up at the plate. Juan Reynoso still on the mound for the Hammerheads, Sonny. He's looked pretty good. He has opportunities, right? But he's been all right.
Still under 40 pitches for the righty. Pardon me, under 50. Just his 49th pitch.
2-2 now the count. Yeah, we've seen a lot of good stuff from Reynoso. There is somebody, though, who looks like ready to come in from the pen, maybe.
For the visiting Tigers.
For the Tigers, that's right. Nobody, though, warming up in the Hammerheads pen. Look at that. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. And Leonardo making contact, but just on the other side of that white line going foul.
And we kid you not, as soon as you mention it, a little activity in the fish bullpen. We'll get you a number.
Walter Houdini. I knew it. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Leonardo. All the way outside. Count goes full.
Oh.
And this one gets him on the knee. Oh, thank goodness it was only a 70 mile per hour, but he is in pain, Sonny Leonardo.
He could not even jog out. He just pretty much collapses.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Not far from the dugout.
He is in absolute pain. 78 mile per hour.
Tried to jog that off, just unable to.
Ball to the kneecap.
Get him up.
Ay, ay, ay. Ball to the kneecap. Not good.
Base runner nonetheless, but that's not exactly how you want to get on base. But there he goes. The young kid gets up.
And the crowd loves it. A friendly crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as always. As always. So no outs. Now with a runner on first, he's going to take a couple of jogs back and forth over by that first base line to see if he's all right.
Second visitor hit by a pitch this evening is Christian Santana. Hit by a pitch, his last at bat.
Number 13, Christian Santana.
So Santana now in the box, going to try to make something happen here. Golden opportunity with nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Reynoso approaching his 54th pitch of the evening with a long look at first. Here comes the first pitch to Santana. Ball one.
Both ball clubs have some activity going in their bullpens.
5-0, Lakeland on top. Santana pops this one all the way up high and towards the track. And it's out of here. Wowzers. A two-run shot by Santana. Iverson coming home. What a hit by Santana, Sonny.
That just carried out in the left field. Out of play for a two-run shot. 7-0.
Unbelievable. What a shot by Santana. I mean, there was no shot at it for Thompson. I thought
carried and carried.
Just carried, right? Carrying. No wind in sight. A beautiful hit ball. Now 7-0, Tigers.
7 runs on 6 hits.
And now Graham up in the box. Remember
his last at bat.
Yeah, he had the 2-run shot his last time up. And then he also had an RBI double today.
2 for 3 on the evening for the youngster.
So Reynoso with a 6.92 ERA on the season now. Makes sense, huh? Hammerheads down 7-0. It's been that type of night. No offense so far for the Hammies. And this one away. Count goes to 3-1.
Fish hoping for the latter part of this ball game to the offense to come to fruition.
Big swing and a miss by Graham. Count goes full.
Boomer on that 91 mile an hour slider.
So we got a full count now. Reynoso with 60 pitches on the night. Graham's been hot all night. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and Graham makes contact right over to Santiago, over to Montgomery for out number one. Man, we're finally getting an out here, Sonny.
Absolutely on that ground out. Taking Graham to 2 for 4 on the evening.
So now we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. Reynoso and the whole infield. And coach having a chit-chat. And, yep, we are going to get a new pitcher, Sonny. Any info on who that is there?
A right-hander coming into the ball game.
So a new pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads as they try to stay alive, down 7-0. A tough task here at the Dean. The Flying Tigers, though, they've been that type of team lately, coming into this game on a 5-game win streak. So we got a new pitcher warming up. We'll get a name and a number. And while he warms up, we'll take a quick commercial break. And before you know it, it'll be stretch time as the Hammerheads try to stay somehow within this one, down 7-0. We'll be back, folks, after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the...
And we are back, folks. Manuel Sequeira in the box. 64 RBIs on the year for Sequeira. Sonny on 19 home runs for a second baseman. And he rips this one over to second. That's going to be an easy play for Sanoa. Sanoa to Montgomery. But lots of potential in this Flying Tigers lineup, huh?
Absolutely. And a new pitcher, Tommy Eveld, another South Florida native out of Broward County, out of Coral Springs. 28-year-old. In a trade from Arizona a few years back in 2018. Recently, his most recent appearance was in Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp AAA, making a rehab appearance.
I love those names.
The Wahoo in AA, the Jumbo Shrimp in AAA.
Oh, man. If we had some time just for that, we could come up with a whole show on minor league baseball names. Tonight we got the Flying Tigers and the Hammerheads. There you go. So Jenkins in the box. The first baseman for the Flying Tigers. Two outs. Top of the seventh. And just going foul. Chipping that one on the other side of the line. Two runs in this inning for the Flying Tigers, Sonny. It's kind of been the theme of this game.
Absolutely, partner. It just seems like, out of their own way. It's been in the minor league. The high A level is the Beloit Sky Carp. So the fish theme continues throughout this organization.
I love it. Sky Carp. Tarp.
Carp.
Carp.
They do have some good prospects. Let's see what happens once they get up to the big club. As you know, the fish have had a tough year.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Jenkins. And he gets him. So Tommy in relief, bringing us to a much-deserved stretch. Everybody, no matter where you are, stretching is so good. And it's time now for stretch time here, ladies and gentlemen, as we roll to the bottom of the seventh inning. Walter and Sonny here with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. And we'll be back, folks, after this commercial break. We're going to leave you with a classic tune. You know it. I know it. Bring Me Out to the Ball Game. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh inning after your favorite song and this commercial break.
SA.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child.
And we're back, folks. Bottom of the seventh inning. 7-0, Flying Tigers on top. Joe Mack, Mr. Mackety Mack, trying to create a spark here in the bottom of the seventh for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Eric Pinales on the mound for Lakeland.
And Mack rips one towards the wall. And he didn't get it. Man, what an effort by the left fielder, Leonardo. Trying to jump up towards the wall, hitting the top of the wall, and then going towards the dirt. And Mack, not the fastest guy on the team, able to get in safely with a double. What a hit, huh?
Drove that near the foul pole. You know, the major gun sign out left for the extra base hit. Eric Pinales into the ball game, number 30, 23-year-old out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic.
Jake Thompson now going to try to bring a run home, maybe two, here in the bottom of the seventh with nobody out. And Mack getting the party started. We'll see if it's hammer time yet. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Thompson. Way outside. I thought it was out of here, Sonny. And the great thing is, maybe it's a good thing. There was nobody on base. Now you have a runner on base. And now the same result, you know, maybe brings in a couple here or there.
Didn't miss by much.
It didn't. So 2-1 the count. Pinellas kicking the dirt around the mound there. Trying to get settled in. Fifth pitch already in relief. Count 2-1. And Thompson with a nice hit over to third. And what a play by those Flying Tigers. Man, Gold with one heck of an effort at third.
Great and scoop.
Just getting the throw off to Jenkins. What a play. So that's a loud out number one. What a play by Gold at third. Pure Gold.
Keeping the runner at second base. One man out here. The seventh inning.
Here comes the pitch to Montgomery. Montgomery now in the box with one out. Bottom of the seventh. 7-0, Tigers. One run in the second. Two runs in the third. Two runs in the fifth. Two runs in the seventh. It's been that type of night.
Yes, sir.
Hammerheads with just three hits. They got that one error. No runs, of course. 1-1 the count to Montgomery. Here comes the pitch from Pinellas. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2.
Big cut.
And here comes the pitch to Montgomery. That's going to be inside for a ball.
Almost hit him.
Seen a lot of hit by pitches today. As the count is even now with one out. Joe Mack at second after the big double. Big swing and a miss there, and Montgomery is retired.
Good movement on that curveball.
Yeah, nice mix of pitches so far by Pinellas. He's got a 3.24 ERA. 61 strikeouts on the season. He's had a lot of work this year for the Flying Tigers.
Quick working righty.
Sanoa taking the first pitch ball. Javier Sanoa, he's been a delight on defense. I mean, talk about really taking control of that second base position. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Javier. This one's going to be foul now. Going the count to 1-1. And there's Hammy. My good old friend Hammy, he's going to join us in the booth. He's going to join us in the booth. Here we go. My friend Hammy. And don't forget, folks, it's always a great time at the Dean. I'm with Hammy, my partner Sonny. And, folks, it's baseball. Did you win tonight, baseball bingo, Hammy? Did you win? You didn't win tonight. Did you make a lot of friends? You made a lot of friends. That's all. That's what it's all about, baby. Folks, don't forget to join us at the Dean. It's always a good time. You come out here, you meet Hammy. Hopefully the Hammerheads win. You know, always a good time.
We love them, folks.
We love them, folks. Well, that was a nice surprise. It's not every day. It's not every day that Hammy comes into the booth.
He could have brought us a hot dog.
He could have brought us a hot dog.
He could have. We love him nonetheless.
We love him nonetheless. Always a good time seeing Hammy and Robbie the Redbird.
We've seen more Robbie the Redbird following week on playoff time.
So here comes the 3-2 to Sanoa. And this one is going to be down and away for a base on ball. So Sanoa getting on the bag. Runner on first and second now. B5 is the number. Baseball bingo all night. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Right when I need to look at the scoreboard, I see a winning number. And there we go. Hammy ringing the bell. Baseball bingo. Oh, yeah. So that's going to bring up Jorge Caballero into the box. Caballero with runners on first and second, two outs. Here comes the first pitch to Caballero. Big swing and a miss, strike one.
It's like our mascot having quite the evening out here.
Trying to inspire and spread his magic. And what a play!
Oh.
What a play, Sonny! At first, Jenkins making an unbelievable play. What an effort. Twirling around and then making the tag, getting the ball. And that's it for the seventh. No runs yet for the Hammerheads. As we rock and roll to the top of the eighth inning, Flying Tigers on top. 7-0, top of the eighth coming up after this commercial break. And we are back, folks, for the top of the eighth inning. An impromptu appearance in the booth by Hammy. Kind of startling, huh, Sonny?
Absolutely.
Not every time you see a six-foot shark walking around the booth.
He's a good man. He's a good fish.
He's a good fish. He is a good fish. He's a good fish. He gets a bad rap, you know. He gets a bad rap, but overall, he's a good fish. So here we go, Luke Gold. And did that get a piece of him? No, it didn't. So Luke Gold checking his swing. It's going to bring the count to 1-2. Not a lot of things really going right for the Hammerhead, Sonny. It's been a rough four games. Four-game losing streak.
Three hits this evening.
And we've seen a lot of the same tonight.
No runs on three hits, one error for your Hammerheads. All the visitors, Lakeland Flying Tigers with seven runs, six hits, no errors.
Here comes the pitch to Gold, the 1-2 pitch. He's fouling that one, so it remains 1-2. And with the Hammerheads, it's just been consistency. You know, we all love coming to the ballpark and watching the Stars of Tomorrow. You know, we've talked before, Sonny, as Gold pops this one up, that's going to be a routine play if somebody calls it. And calling it is Luttrell for out number two. But, you know, when you think about the season... Out number one, I'm sorry. You look at the highlights, right? Guys like Zach Zubia, you know, moving on. We saw him we saw him a lot at first. You know, we saw the power. We saw the plate discipline. And he was just great on defense. You know, now he's really turning it up a notch at the next level. That's what you hope in for a guy like Watson, right?
Absolutely. A well-rounded game.
So even though the season hasn't been so bright for the Hammerheads, there's been some bright spots here and there. You know, as we wind the season down here at the Dean, I mean, obviously, we'd love to see them turn things around and end things on a high note. You know, still a lot of baseball to be played here all week, so we'll see if they can adjust and end it on some good momentum. So De La Cruz now up in the count 3-1. This is another guy, Sonny. 40 RBIs, 10 home runs. Just got to get that average up.
A lot of strikeouts, a lot of swing and misses for the youngster.
He chips this one foul. And at least, you know, here at this level, the potential's there. I mean, you got here because you have the power. You got here because you got... one heck of a throwing arm. You got here because, you know, you can play. Now it's just really getting the baseball IQ together and being consistent. You know, being consistent is a big thing.
Chris is 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic.
3-2 pitch. And Aveld with a big-time strikeout. So two up, two down. Flying Tigers trying to add at least maybe one more or two more runs, up 7-0. They'll take what they can get. I mean, they've had a great game. Almost every other inning getting a run or two.
In spite of Jose De La Cruz's three strikeouts.
Yeah, oof, he's had it rough. And there's Hammy taking selfies with the crowd. That's what he does. Making friends all night. Even though it's been a disappointing game thus far, it's always a great environment here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Two outs, top of the eighth. Tigers on top, 7-0. Dom Johnson in the box, 364 average on the season. Count goes 1-2 to Johnson. Hammy with his selfie stick. Johnson pops this one up. And that's going to be out number three. So Hammy's taking a selfie with the crowd, and the Hammerheads now have another opportunity here coming up in the bottom of the eighth inning, folks. Will we see a miracle at the Dean? Aye, aye, aye. We're going to find out, folks. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. Walter and Sonny on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes.
And we are back, folks. Santiago, Carlos Santiago leading things off for the Hammerheads. Nice hit there, Sonny, for Santiago, a stand-up single.
Second hit of the ball game.
Luttrell now in the box. A 154 average for Luttrell, but 11 RBIs. So you know he's got some pop at that bat. Speedy center fielder in Luttrell. Just nothing going tonight for the Hammerheads.
Not much.
You see Watson do up, and then Cappy after that. And they've just had nothing going all game.
Typically they've been behind in the count the whole evening.
So 1-1 the count to Luttrell. Nobody out here. Bottom of the eighth. Luttrell bouncing this one over to Pinellas. Pinellas throwing it in the dirt, and a nice grab by Jenkins. That's been all game. All game, Sonny. This Lakeland defense is really good.
Absolutely a fielder's choice on that one. Play over there at first base for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, what a nice scoop by Jenkins. He's done a great job at first. So the top prospect and Khalil Watson now up. Runner on second. Watson hasn't had really anything going on offense all game. Maybe he can turn that around here. Hammerheads down, though, 7-0. Eight home runs on the season, 40 RBIs for Watson. So just imagine if he can get those mechanics going, Sonny.
If he develops, certainly looking for big things out of the Fish organization.
1-1 the count to Watson, outside and away. Good eye by Khalil. Count goes to 2-1.
'97 on the gun on that one.
Yeah, Pinellas bringing the heat. What an arm. You love to see that type of velocity. And another fastball, this one. Big swing and a miss by Watson. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Watson. And Watson went after all of that one.
Big cut.
So a strikeout for Pinellas, now with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Going to bring up Yiddy Cap. That 1-2 punch, not so much tonight between Watson and Cap. You know, the Hammerheads really love the top of their lineup because Watson, if he can get on, he's electric. Cape, same thing. You know, Cape, you see with a 294 average, Sonny, 14 RBIs, two home runs. He's got a lot of pop to that bat playing shortstop. A nice 1-2 punch there potentially for the Hammerheads.
Cape, he's 19 years old.
And, man, not able to beat it at first. Cape grounds out. And another nice defensive play for Lakeland. 7-0. They're going and flying to the top of the ninth. 7-0, Tigers over the Hammerheads, folks. Wednesday Night Baseball on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Hammy making his final rounds around the stadium. We might have a couple more numbers left in baseball bingo, but we're going to be wrapping up another night at the Dean, folks. Top of the ninth inning coming up. Walter and Sonny, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh.
And we are back, folks. Top of the ninth inning. Walter and Sonny with you on the call. What do you think so far, partner? 7-0. Not looking so good for the Hammerheads.
No, an evening that's been moving quick, just a little after 8:30 here on the East Coast.
Oh, quick little Wednesday night delight.
And we're here in the top of the ninth.
Evan Taylor on the mound for the Tigers, looking to close for the Hammerheads. I'm sorry. Looking to get the Hammerheads to the bottom of the ninth. Trying to avert any more damage. Tigers have been flying all around these Hammerheads. One run in the second. Two runs in the third. Two runs in the fifth. And then two more in the seventh.
Evan Taylor, a ninth-round pick out of the University of Arkansas. Kid from Florence, Alabama.
A Razorback. So due up are Leonardo and Santana. Big swing and a miss. Count goes full to Rothenberg. Lakeland looking for their sixth game in a row.
They're buzzing around playoff hunt, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen for them.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Rothenberg. And
got him.
He got him. Yes, indeed. Wow. What a pitch.
Second straight time down on strikes, now looking.
The left fielder, number 35, Iverson.
So Iverson Leonardo going to try to keep the good times going for Lakeland. One out now here in the top of the ninth. 7-0 lead on six hits for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the first pitch to Leonardo. Sliding all the way for ball number one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Leonardo. Here it comes. And he pops this one up. Mac taking a look at it, but that's going to be a souvenir for one of our lucky fans tonight on Silver Sluggers Night. We wrap up the week here at the Dean, folks. Tomorrow, Thirsty Thursdays. And then, of course, we got Inflatable Palooza Friday and Saturday.
A little bit of sadness here, partner. Our season wrapping up.
Yeah, but before you know it,
we'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be back. You know it, Sonny. The season, it's a long one. But you know what? We deserve the little break. And we'll be back on your calls, of course. Calling the game, the story of the game, always here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Watching the stars of tomorrow. I'm excited to see what prospects come in next year.
Absolutely. See where these kids develop.
Yeah, the Hammerheads. The Hammerheads had their bright spots in the Cardinals. Cardinals, man, they turned it up in that second half.
2 years ago with COVID, the no season really shook things up.
Leonardo retired on a strikeout there. Nice pitch by Taylor. So two outs now. Top of the ninth. That's going to bring up Christian Santana. Santana, 29 RBIs on the season, 9 home runs. DHing tonight for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the first pitch to Santana. A big pop-up right into the Flying Tigers bullpen. In front of the Cassidy Cool Zone. Oh, yeah. So, what an exciting year, huh, Sonny? We saw a lot of rule changes.
Yes, between the shift and
the bigger bases.
I'm old school, so I'm not exactly a fan of any of these, but
we had the pitch clock.
That I am a fan of. For example, where what? In the ninth inning here.
Yeah.
Game moving quickly. I kind of like that.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a good feeling.
And it's 7-0 and moving quickly.
And I think that's the point, right? These I don't want to say blowout, but these games where there's a hefty lead, you're kind of forced to get it over with. You know?
Listen, I've been a proponent of, as they do in softball or kids' leagues, a 10-run rule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, listen. After 6-7 innings, you're down, 15-1. Let's call it a game after 6 or 7 innings.
And a big swing and a miss. And Taylor retires Santana. Well, Sonny, we don't have that problem tonight. We're cruising through this game. And unless we have a miracle, it's going to be over before we know it. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Hammerheads going to try to get 7 or more. Is there a miracle at the Dean coming up? We'll find out, folks. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Walter and Sonny. After this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye.
And we are back, folks. Bottom of the ninth. We have arrived.
Pitcher Eric Rodriguez in the ballgame, 20-year-old Mexican.
Joe Mack has been the bright spot tonight. Mack with good defense behind home plate, and he had a nice double early on before. Here comes the pitch to Mack. He pops this one all the way up. Who's going to get it? And we have a lucky winner there for out number one, Graham, with a loud out one. And we still got baseball bingo going on.
Number 31, Jake Thompson.
Jake Thompson looking for his first base hit of the evening.
Regardless of the game tonight, I see a lot of winners in the stands.
Yes, sir.
Lots of baseball bingo going on all night. But here we are, Sonny, with one out now in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Pitch hitter in the ballgame. Hudson Livesey.
So Livesey in the game, fouling the first pitch to him.
See a Florida native out of St. Petersburg. Over on the west coast of Florida. Undrafted free agent.
And he rips this one over to short. And Jenkins coming off the bag for that throw. Tagging Hudson for out number two. So Graham, an easy snatch there to Jenkins. And we're one out away, my friend.
Over 2 hours and not even 15 minutes, and we're an out away from wrapping this one up.
That's right. Montgomery rips this one over to short, and a throw and a beautiful grab by Jenkins. Graham again with a nice scoop and an unbelievable throw. Jenkins able to scoop it up, and that's been the story of the game. Offense and defense all around baseball for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 7 runs on 6 hits and no errors. Jupiter Hammerheads. The Hammerheads, 4 hits and 1 error. So, just like that, the Lakeland Flying Tigers improve to 34-26 in the second half. 66-60 overall. The Hammerheads falling to 25-36 in the second half. 59-66 overall. A 5-game losing streak for the Hammerheads now. And how about the Flying Tigers? Flying high 6 games in a row now. An impressive 6 games. What'd you think about tonight's game, Sonny?
Road club comes in here, pretty much showing who's boss. They did it on the bases, defensively, the timely hitting, got a little power on a home run, and that's how you play ball. They've still got a couple games left, but 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and great job by the visitors this evening, and let's see what the fish can bring tomorrow evening.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back tomorrow, folks, for Thirsty Thursday. That's right, Hammy and your hometown Hammerheads hosting the Flying Tigers for game three of the series, the final week of the regular series of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And believe me, the Hammerheads are going to be looking for some redemption. They don't want to end the season like this. Will they end it on a high note? It'll start tomorrow, folks. We kick things off tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And folks, thank you for joining us for this edition of Wednesday Night Baseball. Walter and Sonny on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MLB.com. Sonny, any departing words?
Great evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on another beautiful South Florida evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Adios from Jupiter.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, watching my nieces grow, play, and learn.